Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal single-vehicle traffic collision that claimed the life of a Garberville man on Tuesday morning. The 30-year-old victim, who has been identified by investigators but who won't be named to the public until next of kin have been notified, was riding in the front right passenger seat of a UTV, a utility task vehicle, and was thrown from his seat when the driver allowed the vehicle to overturn and roll over on private property off Alder Point Road. The driver drove the injured man to Gerald Phelps Hospital for treatment, but he was later pronounced dead. Impairment is being considered a factor in the investigation, although no arrests have been made. On Saturday morning, a man armed with a knife walked into the Chevron station in Trinidad and demanded money from the clerk before fleeing the scene on foot. On Monday, sheriff's deputies responded to Smug's Pizza on Central Avenue in McKinleyville on a report that an armed robbery had just been committed. Store employees said that a male suspect entered the pizza shop, displayed a knife, and demanded money from the cash register. An employee turned over an undisclosed amount of cash, and the suspect fled the scene on foot. The suspect wore a red bandana across his face and wore a gray hoodie. The investigation into both robberies is ongoing. The sheriff's office has identified the Hoopa tribal police officer involved in a fatal shooting on September 4th as Sergeant Seth Ruiz, who has been with Hoopa police for 7 years. Ruiz shot and killed Richard Kelly after a pursuit on September 4th that originated in Willow Creek, after Kelly shot another man in the leg and then stole the victim's motorcycle. The county critical incident response team is investigating the shooting. The district attorney's office has announced that former Rio Del police officer Kevin Harrelson has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of false imprisonment and will serve 3 years of probation and enter a 52-week domestic violence counseling program. Harrelson also agreed to not appeal his firing from the police department or apply for law enforcement work while on probation. County District Attorney Maggie Fleming has announced that her office has hired Candace Myers as a new assistant district attorney. Myers comes to the DA's office from the city of Eureka, where she was employed by the city attorney's office. Myers has interned and worked in the Sacramento County District Attorney's office and is a graduate of Humboldt State and McGeorge Law School. Two members of the State Board of Equalization have issued a joint resolution that passed through the state legislature last week, calling on Congress and the President to support policies that will allow banks and credit unions to serve those who make an income from the cultivation, production, and sale of medical marijuana. One of the resolution's sponsors, George Runner, said in a statement that the current cash-based economy isn't safe for anyone, and law enforcement has identified that as a key reason for marijuana-related crimes and corruption. By allowing banks and credit unions to serve those who earn incomes from the cannabis industry, it removes some of the issues that surround a cash-based economic system. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Hundreds have been left homeless, and tens of thousands of acres of scrub oak and bone-dry grass have provided the fuel to raging wildfires across Lake Napa, parts of Sonoma, and other counties in Northern California in the past week. 4 years of drought, heavy fuel loads, and hot, dry weather are the perfect recipe for a firestorm of the sort we are witnessing in Lake County. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods said that the firestorm is a nightmare for firefighters.
Put all those different components together, and then you're having much more explosive type fires and explosive fire behavior. And that's probably the thing that in the fire service concerns us the most. But when you have the explosiveness of those fires and the rapid rate of expansion, that's really the concern. And you have so many of them at one time, the resources get spread very thin.
Wildfires are going to occur, and Wood said that it's easy for California residents to forget that as they continue to build into areas that are not only prone to fire, but are farther from emergency services as well.
People have a short-term memory. You know, if you haven't had a fire in a few years, and as you build more and more houses, and people are expecting more fire protection, they're expecting better fire protection, law enforcement services, all those things, and people have a very short-term memory.
It's only the middle of September, and the normal California fire season still has a few weeks to go. There are 5 engine companies from Humboldt in Lake County battling the blazes, 2 from Humboldt Bay Fire, and 1 each from Arcata, Fortuna, and Bryceland. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.